The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, in the earlier little talk that I gave, I encouraged inclusion of enjoyment or pleasure as part of mindfulness practice. That if you can enjoy or feel some pleasure or some pleasantness, some sense of well-being in some aspect of your present moment experience with meditation, that it's going to be easier to want to be present, to be here. So now, in this little talk now, I'll give the, I'll balance that out with the kind of another side, the other side. And that is an important part of this whole enterprise of becoming free, using mindfulness to become freer, not caught by things, is that it's also very important to learn to become comfortable with discomfort. So there are times when the task of mindfulness practice is to notice how we're uncomfortable and not to avoid it, but to go right into it and find out how to be comfortable with it, how to be at ease with it, how to make equanimity with it, how not to be caught by the discomfort. And that task of becoming comfortable with discomfort involves a lot of self-learning. It's a process of self-learning. So one of the first things you might learn is when you're uncomfortable, what is your relationship to the discomfort? What's your attitude towards it? What happens to you when you're uncomfortable? And I use the word discomfort or uncomfortable as a placeholder for just about everything that is, you know, not comfortable, whether it's physically or psychologically or socially or interpersonally or, you know, just the whole gamut of things. So is there, do you have a default? Do you have a common approach, common strategy, common response to being uncomfortable? One common response that some people have is that they feel if they're uncomfortable, it means something is wrong that has to be fixed. And so I know, and someone better fix it. I better fix it. They better fix it. And another common strategy around discomfort is that discomfort means that something is wrong. And if something is wrong, then I failed. I'm a complete failure as a human being. And so there's a whole idea of failure that gets built in. There's something we take it personally. If we're uncomfortable, I've personally messed up. If I was spiritually mature and wise and capable, I would just be like, everything would be comfortable. I'd float like a cloud through everything, and the traffic from the freeway would part for me, and there would be no smog and no horns, and it just everything would just kind of float. And it must be something, I've done something wrong. So that's a strategy some people have. Another strategy when there's discomfort that some people have is a blame. So someone has to take responsibility for this. Someone messed up. And so then sometimes there's the attacking mode. And sometimes we attack ourselves, but sometimes we attack other people. And so the attack mode, being angry at other people, is a response. Sometimes it's giving up, discouragement. You know, it's too much. I can't handle this. It's, you know, I'm uncomfortable, and I've been uncomfortable for too many times. And even though this is a small thing, it's just too much. It's already. I'm exhausted. So part of the process of engaging mindfully with discomfort is to learn what are common reactions, common strategies we have, and how we respond. And then to begin questioning those responses. Are they necessary? Are they appropriate? Under what authority do they come? Why do we invest them with so much power and significance? So they start questioning, wondering, where is this coming from? Is this true? Is this really the nature of the universe that's built this way, that if I feel uncomfortable, it means that I've failed spiritually or personally or whatever? And so begin questioning it to kind of loosen the grip of them. And if we loosen the grip of some of these beliefs we have around discomfort, then maybe we're willing to enter into them and look at it more carefully and begin to explore other ways of relating to them. Are there more wiser or more useful ways of relating than how we are currently doing it? And the very effort to do this exploration, the very effort to be curious and interested and study the situation is the beginning of, I would sometimes, a radical change in business as usual in our minds. Because now we're using the wisdom factor of the mind, we're using that part of the mind which is not caught, not reactive, in order to look and study part of our mind maybe that is reactive. And so we're beginning, we put a wedge in the reactivity, or we put some distance or some freedom in the midst of their reactivity. And the strength of that investigation is directly connected to the strength of how free we are from what we're investigating. So as we begin investigating and curious, what is this? What's going on for me? The more interested, the more effort you put into investigating, you might find yourself become freer from what you're caught in. So don't underestimate the power of just investigation, of looking more carefully. And so then you can begin exploring what are some more useful ways of relating to discomfort. And so one useful way of relating to discomfort is to investigate how we react to it and learn how not to get caught by those reactions, not to get caught by the anger or the frustration or the despair or the aversion that might come into play. And so to learn, what do I have to let go of? What can I let go of? That's one useful thing. Another way is to reframe the situation, to understand the uncomfortable situation in a different way. Some people will reframe a situation as, oh, this is a great practice opportunity. Lucky me. And that works for some people. Some people might see it as a character building situation. I have to learn patience here. I have to learn something. And so to see what's positive, see the good side of being involved in it can be helpful. Another approach is just to see it as an area to learn to be mindful, to strengthen the mindfulness. And in learning to be mindful, to discover a way of being present for something that's uncomfortable, where we're at ease with it, where we have equanimity about it. We're not for or against it. And I think this is the most radical thing in mindfulness practice, is where we can actually learn to be present for something clearly and fully and be okay with it being in that way. A certain kind of okayness, a certain kind of comfort level with being uncomfortable. A certain kind of ability to not be for or against it. An ability not to need to fix it, not to need to run away from it, not to need to relate it to my identity, take it personally, not need to fix it, not need to blame it on someone else, but just have this kind of this full presence. Here I am, and I'm uncomfortable. And there might be some situations in your life where that is the wisest and most beneficial thing you can do, is you can't fix a situation, and so fixing is not really called for. It doesn't make sense to blame someone else or get angry at someone else. It doesn't make sense to run away. Doesn't make sense to close down. What the situation requires is for you to stay present, open and relaxed and available in a situation that's quite uncomfortable. And then find your way through that. So maybe what comes to mind is some examples of parenting. That there's been situations where it's been quite uncomfortable with a little four-year-old who's has a very strong will, wanting, insisting on, with every possible strategy of the voice, to get his way at the store. And it's very uncomfortable. It was very uncomfortable for me, uncomfortable in many ways, And so, this is a situation where I think I just have to, best thing to do is to start off by being comfortable with the discomfort so that I don't buy into the demands or the reactivity of the child. Let me just be with it, be present. And then, because I can be comfortable with discomfort, because I can just be there and feel with it, then there's this task might be to figure out what's the best response, what to do. Learn to be comfortable in discomfort doesn't mean that you're always going to be passive and just sit there and be open. But it's a starting point. It's a great vantage point from which to see and understand what needs to be done. And if we don't have the ability to be comfortable in discomfort, then we're reactive, then we're agitated, then we're restless, then we're spinning, then we're, you know, and then our sight, how we see things, is going to be colored. We're not going to see accurately. And so the practice of learning to be comfortable with discomfort is wonderful in its own right, but I think it's a really wise stepping stone to knowing how then to respond to the world when we have to respond. So those are the two sides today. One side this morning was emphasizing the role and importance of feeling pleasure and enjoyment in your practice. And the other side is when that doesn't work and you're thoroughly uncomfortable, then the practice involves learning to be comfortable with the discomfort, learning to practice with it. So one of those two might be relevant someday. I don't know which one will come first for you. So thank you.